We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, we're back here, and good morning to everybody. We're just talking about food, which always ranks right there at the top when we get going on these shows. It has had one of the greatest careers, though, of any food that we've ever had, you have to admit. Mac and cheese, again, no matter what your background is, whether you were limited on funds or now in all these nice steak restaurants, everybody has made this mac and cheese into something real fancy with all these different cheeses they put in there and things they add to it.
Well, how about this text, Joe? What about homemade lobster mac and cheese?
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Great call, great text right there. Thank you. Outstanding.
They said the Publix, well, these are all from the text machine, by the way, 305-567-0560 if you want to join in the conversation. The Publix one is insane. They use Gouda on the mac and cheese.
See, I have not had the mac and cheese, and she, Margaret's asked a couple of times, I go, nah, I like it homemade. So she goes at Publix, she goes over there all the time. You know, we get those deli sandwiches and stuff, and I was like, nah, skip, I don't want any of that stuff. And I get their chicken wings sometimes. But I didn't know the mac and cheese is good till Woody said that today. I was like, yeah, I still like it homemade better.
Someone it's really good. And by the way, Joe, there's subs, not deli sandwiches.
All right, subs.
They're public subs. They're not deli sandwiches.
All right. Sorry.
Someone also said the Chick-fil-A mac and cheese is pretty good.
Chick-fil-A does have a good one. Being a Chick-fil-A family, they brought that home a couple weeks ago, and it wasn't bad. It was good.
KFC has good mac and cheese, if I recall, don't they?
I don't think I've had
KFC. Listen, man, let's be honest. Everybody's got mac and there were people who never had mac and cheese before. It is replaced potato salad, baked potatoes. Mac and cheese is coming on strong, plus all the different things you can do. And kids, man, I know people that have kids, that's all they eat. It's like mac and cheese. My granddaughter, mac and cheese, mac and cheese, mac and cheese, nothing else. Mac and cheese.
Easy to make.
You guys ever throw it in the oven, Joe, and bake the like top layer of cheese on the top?
Yes, I've seen it that way, and it is good.
Not your style, though.
No.
The burnt cheese.
You're more of a creamy guy.
No, I'm not creamy actually either. I don't put too much damn milk in there, man. Don't do it.
Someone said Velveeta mac and cheese better than the Kraft one.
Oh, it's a good call.
All right.
Very, very fair right there.
And a question for Hollywood says, what's better, the Cheetos popcorn or that Chicago whatever popcorn that you get?
They're different, but the Cheetos popcorn is really good.
I mean, also, somebody said, tell Hollywood to get an electric grill, Bubba Burgers on the electric grill, someone said.
I have one of those Foreman grills, but it always smashes the food. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to put the top down and everything kind of comes out flat. So I've been using the air fryer a lot lately. That thing seems to be pretty solid.
Air fryer's great. That's a good call right there. Hey, by the way, Woody, not to get into your personal stuff, kind of laid a big one on me there that you and wife are having that. She wants to get rolling on a second child here while the kids are still close in age.
Oh, I wasn't trying to break any news. You've been talking about that for years now.
You're not going to win that fight, buddy.
Does she just slip one in on you one night and going, it just happened? Or
that'd be very dishonest, Joe. I would hope she would not do that. Does that happen to you?
I hope she's not trying to make one in the morning.
I love all my kids. Yeah.
All right. Good save there, Joe.
So how often does that thing still pop up every so often? Like,
absolutely,
you know,
yeah, it comes up a lot.
Leon's getting older, and pretty soon, like, you know, everybody wants to have the kids. It'd be nice if they did things together and they could be good friends by being closer in age. And go to the same schools and not spread it out too much. And
I would just like for the pandemic to kind of be towards the end before we have that discussion. I just don't think it's a good time to be running around pregnant.
Probably right. You're probably right. Keep
going. Yeah. Hey, Woody. Yeah. Woody, you're on a roll. Just keep going. Right. I love this stuff, man.
Oh, somebody texted in.
I love after when you open up.
After Hollywood's comments, he's getting some smack and cheese tonight.
Yeah.
She hates the show. She doesn't listen. Mm.
That makes two wives right there that feel the same way. Mine the same way. All right. Hey, let me just say this. We got a lot of other stuff going on here this morning that I did want to bring up here. Besides just this mac and cheese thing that got my, since I had it last night, threw a little mac and cheese down. This college football thing is, listen, nothing's is up in the air. You think the NFL's up in the air. College football has really got a tough one. Everybody's doing their own thing. All five conferences are doing their own thing. They all have their own huge TV contracts. What they're going to make sure they get that money. And they could care less about outside the Power Five conferences. They just don't care. And they're looking out for number one right now. They're looking out for their own sports departments. They got to work around this coronavirus like everybody else. And they got some other problems, especially we've now seen three of the best players in college football that have already, and we're getting ready for the third one, that have opted out of college football. So Caleb Farley from Virginia Tech, the cornerback, he was the first. So we're like, all right, but, you know, how many more are going to do it? Rashad Bateman, a Minnesota wide receiver, he says, I'm not playing. And now the biggest one by far and one of the top players in college football, Micah Parsons, the Penn State linebacker, who's expected to be an really, really good player. Oh, my God. So it makes you wonder, and these guys can go at any time. There's no, oh, you can't opt out, it's too late. They can go any time. Like, you know, you got 20, 21-year-old guy, and he's like, you know, another hold up here, our team's not. And the guys I'd be worried about, not so much coronavirus, but you're going through all the same stuff. Everybody's going to be going through the same coronavirus stuff, but your team's just not very good. And you're sitting there in the middle, and that team's not going anywhere, and you're about halfway through the season, I think you're going to be seeing a lot of guys going, I got something on tape, looking out for number one, I'm a little banged up. How about when those good players get banged up a little bit? Sprained ankle, sore ribs, sore shoulder.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to take a major injury for someone to leave.
Listen, I'm banged up. I've decided right. It's not worth, you know, I've given you my 2 years and change, and I didn't, it's not my fault what's going on right now. But, yeah, so college football's got, you know, that's a huge loss. Penn State was hoping to have a really good team, and that guy is, all three of those guys are really good players. So you have to start looking at this with everybody. And see if the big programs, you know who I'm talking about, the Alabamas and Ohio States, see what happens in those programs that are going, you know, we're good chance we're going to be in the four-team playoff coming up here. I'm curious to see that one through everything that's going on this year. That will be the interesting one to see how those guys hold up and what they do. And the other one I have that I wanted to bring up this morning, does the NFL have a plan in place? Does Roger Goodell and his health experts that are working, was it Dr. Seals that's working with the league, have they put a plan in place that if 20 players, if we get a Marlins situation where 15 to 20 guys test positive between games 2 and 3. Is there going to be a plan when you can't play the game? Just can't play. How's that going to be handled? Or are guys going to be able to sit out all week and in a matter of 5 days between games or 6 or 7 days, can you go from a positive test to a negative test and be back out on the field? Which I don't know. But I don't need to know, but Roger Goodell needs to have a plan in place. Because there's a really good chance that to get this 16 games in 16 games in 17 weeks is going to be really, really hard to do.
You got to hope there's some sort of contingency plan there that's in place that maybe hasn't been let out yet. Because you have to look at the Moreland situation and think that if one guy in the locker room gets it, there's a good chance that 30 guys in that locker room could have it.
So I got to believe it's not that they're calling Coach Flores going, hey, here's our backup plan. We just want to let you guys know. But they got to have a plan in New York right now. Like, all right, how are we going to handle this to get this damn thing in and share it? Because first thing I'd want to know for all the owners of the teams and CEOs, like, hey, we're seeing what just happened to St. Louis and what happened to the Marlins. And they can say, you know, we made some mistakes all you want. We're going to have players make mistakes too. So what's going to happen here? Anytime you're not in a bubble, there are going to be mistakes made. There are going to be mistakes made in hotels, and there's going to be mistakes made staying at home. And I just wonder, does Roger Goodell and all those people around him in New York that he's using right now to set up these protocols and every one of these camps right now, you would like to think that he's got something in place and not going to be like he usually does, like chasing every problem they have. And like
react to it instead of having a plan in place beforehand?
Just, yeah.
Well, someone just texted in Joe. Joe, this might sound ridiculous, but they need to space these games farther away in the NFL in case the team gets inundated with the virus. That way they can recover, be ready for the next game, extend the season. I think the football season's too short anyways.
I totally agree with that, by the way. And somebody has come out with some plans already to do that. I don't think the league's big on it, but it basically goes back to 10 or 12 games and spread them out either between 11 and 14 days between the games with Thursday night and Sunday games. But I don't disagree with what you're saying at all, playing a game every 2 weeks. And I don't know, obviously, they want to keep it as close to normal as possible, but I don't totally disagree with your plan, except you start getting into next year and you throw off everything in the NFL and college football and you got a mess. You got a mess in college football and you got a mess of your own with.
So you're talking about having the Super Bowl in late March if that happens. You're adding another, 10 weeks or so to the season.
But the concept of spreading it out is not a bad one.
No, I agree with that.
It's not a bad one. And I've heard it, and still trying to get some of these guys to look at it and go, hey, maybe we should take some time off and not go home at night and stay in a hotel is not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff we'll jump on. 305-567-0560. We're going to have Ian Eagle join us, who's been on the calls for TNT for the bubble and for these regular season NBA games that started back up that have been really, really good so far. Zach, what else you got for me this morning?
All right, I want to tell people about Nation Claim Services. I've been telling you about them for about a week or so now, and I've been telling you that they're the preparation after the storm. Not so much the preparing for the storm in your house and seeing what you need and seeing how you need to do this or do that. No. It's after the storm. You need someone to help you and fight for you, and that's what Nation Claim Services does. They helped me. I had a disaster a couple years back with claims through an insurance company, and I was fighting with them, and I had an adjuster, and they weren't doing much for me, not giving me the details. Listen, Nation Claim Services came in and swept me off my feet, basically. They were professional. They were quick. It was easy to deal with. They got me a check. They helped me replace my roof. They did everything for me. They could help you, too. 888-94-CLAIM. That's 888-94-CLAIM. Or go to mynationclaim.com. Listen. Nothing, goes wrong 2 o'clock on a Tuesday to help you out there, okay? That's why 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Nation Claim Services can help you. It's just easy. And that's the easiest way I can to explain them. There's a no obligation inspection with them. just call them, see what I'm talking about. Understand that after a storm, you need help, and they're going to help you. 888-94-CLAIM. That's 888-94-CLAIM or MyNationClaim.com. Nation Claim Services, the answer after the storm.
Hey, we're back. Some bad news, which, by the way, I know we've heard this over and over again, and we try to be a positive show, but NBC Universal, big layoffs around the country yesterday. Boy, I thought TV was actually doing well. I thought that's what everybody was sitting home watching TV, but apparently that's not the case. So either between offering early retirement packages to guys or laying people off, they got hit hard around the country as well. So tough going, man. It's a tough, tough time for a lot of people. A lot of people going through a lot of crap right now. So hang in there, man, and hopefully things start getting better and we get back to normal and all the other stuff, because it's gotten ugly out there, man. People in a really, not just this, but staying home, working out of the house, people not having jobs. It's the mask stuff. It's just got, everybody's gotten really salty, right? And
yeah,
looking to jump on people and dogpile on people with things and upset about things. Things that maybe bothered you a little bit before, but now they become like the biggest issue in your life, right? And I'm like,
well, there's a nice set of angry people and angry vibes around the whole world right now. I would assume.
I have a folder of Karens in our audio program here. Like, I have a full folder of them.
Right.
Well, they've been a symbol in their own, and we've tried to have a little fun with it by the way they've acted. I think they'd all be somewhat embarrassed for the reason stuff, but we get
you would
comments
think,
all,
Joe, but I don't know if that's the case all the time. Some of them post their own videos.
Right. But we get comments all the time on the text machine, you know, making it political, and I'm like, wow, really? Is the mask the mask? And
yes, it is.
Yes, yeah. It is.
It is. It is. There's no easy answer.
You go mask. Yes, it is. Yes, it mm-hmm. is. Anyway, so we were talking before and about this football stuff and hoping. And you would think a guy making the amount of money that has, and it's a difficult job right now, Roger Goodell has something in place so that we can get through this football season around COVID-19.
Someone texted and keep 80 guys on the roster. That might help.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
Right, especially if there's an outbreak in a locker room. Doesn't matter.
So let me just tell you this. With 16 guys on the practice squad who have been with you, they're going to be guys that are cut. They'll be all that next group of guys. And the 53 on your active roster, I mean, you can do the math. That puts you at 69. So that's what you're going to have. You're going to end up probably during the year have to use a lot of those guys on practice squad. Or if somebody picks up your guys, you're going to pick up guys from other practice squads. But they're not going to go with 80 guys. That's just not going to happen where you have to pay 80 guys a minimum of whatever minimum wage is. And it went up $100,000 last year. They're just not going to do that. That's not going to happen. They're going to try to stick to the 53. Maybe activate. I think they went to a 48-man activation this year. So you'll have more guys. They want to have one extra offensive lineman and maybe an extra quarterback or whatever other position you want. But it's. I would love to know, and I was just thinking about this. Like, I see people are coming up with plans to help and ideas for to help football get through this, because this is going to be tough. It's gonna be a tough road, especially with players staying home. They're not doing an NFL bubble. It's not. They've already, the union said no. We're not doing that. Guys want to go home. They want to know they're safe and not bringing anything home. Well, that's great. But what about your family bringing something back to the bubble?
Right.
So, I just wonder, because it, so we don't have a Marlin situation, and this thing doesn't have to shut down, and because I don't want to hear Roger Goodell between the third and fourth week saying, well, if this continues and our players aren't going to follow the protocol, we're going to have to shut it down. Like, wait, no, man. It's
that'd be a huge tease, man, if we got to week three or week four, and it might happen. Week eight, week nine, whatever it is.
Well,
it's going to be harder to finish the season than start the season.
So the thing I don't know, how long it takes for guys to go from a positive test to a negative test. Is there a set time on that? I don't know. Before, you know, if a guy gets it, we find out Monday morning after a game, a guy's got it. When, how long will it take him before he can play again? Does he have to take 1 week off? Then a question is, how many guys was he around and how many of those guys got it? And but I do agree with the one idea that it sounds like if you had that extra week, you'd be in really good shape. But playing a game, playing two games a month, that'd be tough. Right. Even going three games a month would be...
Well, you're still talking about extending the season, you know, probably 2 months at least if you do that, so, minimum. Is UConn football in your division there, Hollywood?
No, UConn went independent. I saw that they just canceled their season.
UConn just basically, a source out of UConn said they've canceled their football season, and they won't play in the spring either.
Nothing against UConn football.
You could say something bad about UConn football, the worst football program in the country.
Yeah,
they shouldn't have a team.
UConn's got a very famous ladies basketball team, mm-hmm, and has had some great men's basketball teams through the years. But that football thing is just never – and they've had some good players come out of UConn, don't get me wrong. They've had – but I just think we're going to have more of this stuff coming up. What's going to happen? San Jose State, I was thinking about Kim Bocamper's school. What happens at the San Jose States of the world and some of those schools that are Division I? I'll do one closer to home, FIU and FAU. Right. They don't draw. They're not going to be fans anyway, but, like, where's that money going to come from? Still talking about traveling, unless they're just going to play each other about eight times.
Right.
It's – these smaller programs have, especially the ones that were playing the big programs, to pick up another $3 to $4 million to go to play Alabama or Ohio State and get your ass kicked by 40, but go home and have some money in your sports budget to get through the season. They got it tough. That's can be some really tough situations. This college football thing going forward, as we get ready to start camp, and especially if you're a fan of somebody outside the Power Five. Power Five, no, they got money coming in. They got big TV contracts that they're going to get. But what about the small guys? What's BYU do? What's a school like that?
I don't know. They're in big trouble, Joe.
Those are tough ones, man. Going to be really, really tough situations for all these. And then for all those guys that have been told, like, hey, man, ain't no secret, I'm one of the best such and such position players in the college football. I've already had some buddies, so I'm not the first to do it. How many guys, if we're at three today, if Micah Parsons, the Penn State linebackers, decided not to play at a program like Penn State, not Virginia Tech, not Minnesota, Penn State. How many other guys are we going to see make this move between now and the end of the regular season? How many are going to do it during the season? That's going to be a little crazy.
Right.
All right, we got to go back. We got a lot more stuff that we'll jump on. Big night in the NBA. The Heat looked great last night, even without Jimmy Butler as the gang, man, just playing really well. So many guys playing great basketball against the Celtics who are looking good. Reggie Miller came out and said he's got a couple of favorites, and one of them wasn't the Miami Heat in the East. So we'll come back, talk a little bit about the Heat's chances right now of making it to the finals and coming out of the East. We'll find out what everybody thinks about that coming up in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning, folks. I do. I love the SUV family. 2020, we just think it's got fantastic products for you. If you're over your miles, if your lease is about up, or you just want something new right now, something new, especially when you got a great event going on like the Chevy Open Road Sale event, which has been smoking hot. Really a great opportunity to get out and look at some of our smaller SUVs that are on fire, like the 2020 Traverse. Boy, it's a midsize SUV, but it really is spacious enough to accommodate the big family. Just like my Tahoe, just like a Suburban, it's got a ridiculous amount of space for you, and it doesn't compromise any of that style that it has. I love it. And the 2020 Equinox SUV, it's our smaller SUV, but boy, I will tell you, it is fun to drive, and it's, again, it's got style with plenty of substance for you, too. And then let's go to the 2020 Chevy Blazer. Oh, my gosh, have you seen it? Nothing looks better than the 2020 Chevy Blazer. Just a great chance. You're going to really drive that sucker around and show off. You are going to love it, and everybody else is going to be looking at you, too, because it is hot. Hey, check out the Silverado trucks, the Tahoes, the Suburban. Chevy families never look better than it does right now in 2020 with a Chevy Open Road Sale event going on. Find your reason to switch at your local South Florida Chevy dealer. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe counties. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
Yeah, and there's a deep respect for our opponent. You know, we see what they're capable of. Their guys are really good offensively and aggressive. They can put you in a lot of twisting and compromising positions, but that's been a quality of our group the entire season, just to continue to persevere, try to get better, learn from games, whether we win or lose. It was a tough loss, you know, last night, but we got right back to work in our team meeting and walked through this morning to prep. And a lot of guys stepped up. This couldn't be two or three guys playing well. You were going to need several guys playing well and doing it over the course of 48 minutes.
And you got it, Coach Spoelstra. You got it from a bunch of different guys last night. Hero, Robinson, Bam, the Dragon, Olynyk, Jay Crowder. You go on and on about the performances they got with Jimmy Butler out of the lineup, 112-106, the final, but really strong stuff from the bench. Seems to be somebody a little different every night. But boy, I'll tell you what, Bam, a beautiful 21-12 last night, very aggressive. So anyway, I was going back and forth between Eric Reed and John Crotty, and then what the national guys, Reggie Miller was part of the TNT team. And so after the game, I guess you guys probably heard this if you switch back over. Reggie Miller goes, well, this thing's pretty clear right now as I look at it, that right now Milwaukee and Toronto are the teams to beat. And I was like, I don't get it. I think the Celtics still have a chance. I think the Heat have a chance. And I think it's just as good as Toronto or Milwaukee. Now, I'm not reading into how everybody's doing right now. Milwaukee rested their three best players last night in the second half, and they got a bad loss to Brooklyn. But I we all agree who the best player is, right? Milwaukee's got, if he's not the MVP, he's going to be the runner-up MVP, and he's putting up monster numbers every time he plays. He's the best player in any of these teams.
Yes.
But you look at from starting lineup to bench, boy, I'll tell you what. It all averages out when you look at what the Heat bring in and what they get from their bench on a lot of nights. Led by the Dragon, Goran Dragic, Jay Crowder, whether he's starting or he's not, the Hero, Tyler Hero has been great most games coming off the bench and getting more and more comfortable. And Olynyk has just, like, every time you turn around, he's got 15-plus points. I just don't. I was just surprised to hear Reggie Miller say, now, if you're just working off the record right now, Toronto and Milwaukee are 1-2 in the East, but you got to look at what's going on right now right now with the play. And I just don't see the Heat's had great success just about against about everybody, the top teams in the East. I was just a little surprised. And, you know, you say that, you live down here, and people go, well, you're a Heat homer. It's the home team. And I'm like, look, man, I maybe some, but they've just been a great story, and they just got right back in this thing. Had a tough loss against coming all the way back against Toronto. Had a chance to beat them and turn the ball over a couple times. But they came right back, and they played better, much better. Great energy last night. Now they got Milwaukee coming up. I got to believe Milwaukee's going to play their guys, right, in this next one. They're going to play all their best players throughout the game and not play them for a half.
You would assume so, sure. You would assume so.
Now, they're in a different boat.
I mean, the Bucks aren't getting the two seed. They're going to, how far ahead are they in that to make that one seed? So, yeah, it's okay once in a while to maybe give a guy a little bit of a break, but that was just a terrible loss yesterday. I don't think they're going to want to sit there and afford to lose games to top teams. They don't want to give anyone else any kind of, you know, oomph, you know, when they do play, because they might have to play the Heat. If the Heat ends up in that 4-5 matchup, they might have to play the Heat in that second round.
Yeah, I don't know how bad that loss was to Brooklyn when you don't play your three best players. I'm sure they still thought they were going to win. And Brooklyn, God only knows who Brooklyn's playing with right now, who these guys are. And it was a hell of a win for them. But I was sitting there going, nah, this is a tight ball game. Are they going to bring those guys back in? They never did. They were like, nope, second half off. That's our game plan for three best players. We're going to give our guys a rest. And maybe it was for the Heat. Maybe, right? They'll try to send a message to the Heat. I don't know. But, boy, I'll tell you what. That Las Vegas, that got turned upside down. And this got to be a problem if you're betting on some of these games. And there's certain nights where you go, let's go ahead and rest LeBron in the second half in AD and not play him or not play the top three players in Milwaukee. All of a sudden, they don't have those players, and you see they're not very good teams. Or they're as good as the teams are trying to make the playoffs. Last night, the Suns beat the Clippers. I was waiting for the Clippers to pull away, and they had their horses out there, man. I saw George and Kawhi, and they had them all out there. Williams was playing. He was back. But
it's a very weird NBA right now. The way, especially in the Eastern Conference. Very weird NBA.
This is almost like betting on a preseason game, though, for the most part.
Well, right.
Like, you have to go into it with that mindset that you're just betting just for the entertainment factor.
It's a bad bet if the three best players.
Horrible.
And listen, the three best players on one team aren't playing, and you see what they have when those three don't play, you get an idea. It's not a very good team.
Joe,
they played everybody. I mean, they did play everybody.
The communications director from PointsBet, a website, told ESPN that there were a significant number of $1,000 money line bets at Milwaukee. The $1,000 bet would have won you $32. That's how sure of a they're going to cover the spread and win. And the money line, they're just going to win the game. That's how crazy it was.
But who makes that bet, though? Like, why would someone even do that?
Someone who's got a ton of money, but I don't know.
$1,000 to win $30. Like, I don't know why anyone would want to do that.
But how about the opposite? That BetMGM reported they took a $600 money line bet on the Nets, 13-1 odds. Guy bet $600, won $7,800.
That's pretty good.
The majority of the action were on the Bucks to win straight up.
Well, you didn't say what the spread was. Spread was 18.5 points, which
19.5 at some books.
Yeah, that spread was silly, by the way. Like, that should not be the spread in an NBA game.
Brooklyn's got everybody out.
It doesn't matter, though.
Who are those guys?
A lot of points, man.
Lance Thomas. The other four guys that started outside of Garrett Temple started seven games this whole year together.
And they won.
Right.
Crazy night. That's why you guys shouldn't be betting, man. Unless you got a lot of extra money.
Don't
be betting on that, because Milwaukee's coach is threw you right under the bus, man. Not playing his best players.
Right.
It's all right. Half in. Close game at half. Screw you. We're done. You guys sit. We got the Heat coming up next. See how they treat that one, matter of fact. that might be some of the same boat. Hey, by the way, I was surprised yesterday, the XFL stuff that came out, and we know Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, and his ex-wife. It's always weird to say that, right? And that it's always weird to say that. Like, they have a great relationship. They've been great business partners. They've stayed very close. They're that 1% that get divorced and things are even better. It's them. But
is that what the number is, 1%?
It's got to be, because I don't know anybody that goes, my ex-wife, oh, man, we hang out. I call her. I go, you're still one of my best friends.
Right, yeah.
That is a little strange, isn't it?
Yeah. Business partners, talking on a daily basis, dealing with money.
Well, she
just doesn't seem like it.
Got a reputation of being really smart, right. and
still his ex-wife.
Going to.
No matter how you look,
and they have a child and a great relationship. I'm jealous. Listen, I'm half jealous at what they've been able to do from coast to coast. And
you don't see you and your ex-wife becoming friends and business partners.
Where's the ad button?
Anyway, we were talking about them, and yeah, and so they've got this thing. But anyway, she was talking yesterday. I was surprised to see if somebody was going to come out and talk about it. I was wrong on something I said. The reason I bring it up, I thought there were a bunch of bids put in on it. They said they were the only one.
I did read that also. That's
surprising. I saw that, and originally they said there were five or six different groups looking at it, and they were the only ones. Now, you know, everybody's all fired up. The Rock's involved. They got money behind them. What's it going to look like? How are they going to do it? What cities are they going to? And Dwayne's ex-wife was doing a lot of the talking about the game plan. And I was like, wow, it's always a weird one, though. I mean, Dwayne and his ex-wife, that's, you know, she lives down here and is really hear great things from everybody that knows her.
So good for them that they could keep their relationship like that.
Hey, listen, man, they're for all you people listening that have your good days and bad days, especially when it has stuff to do with kids and I don't want them doing this. I want them this weekend. No, screw you. That's not your weekend. Well, I know, but I had this. Hey, I got to work this. Well, it's your weekend. Make it work. And, you know, for people to go through that, and I've been there and it sucks. It sucks so much. And not fair, the little whips growing up, which I know. But then you get one of these where they're like, yeah, we realized a long time ago. And I'm like, damn, actually very mature about this. I call them the 1%.
Right.
Like, wow. Can be great.
It is surprising.
Right? Isn't that kind of.
And working for everyone in that. It's not just working for one side.
And by the way, they're investing their money together doing stuff.
Right.
Like, wow.
Right. Scary.
All right. We got to go to 9 o'clock. I just wanted to get that
out. It can actually work, Joe. How about that?
It can work. For those of you out there not getting along with your exes, it can work. People are going, ah, hell no, don't give me that. You know better than that, man. You know better than that. That's a long shot. If you've been to a wedding with your ex, you've been reminded how bad it was if you've been there. Hey, we got to. I'm gonna stop before I get in trouble here this morning with any of my younger kids that could be listening and getting upset this morning. We don't want that or anybody close to them that's calling them right now to tell them.
We just don't want to get you in any trouble, any stupid trouble. This would be stupid trouble.
Yeah, yeah. No, thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
Stupid trouble.
I do.
Right. You've gotten yourself into plenty of stupid trouble before.
Ian Eagle's gonna join us. That's clean. Ian Eagle, man, on a lot of calls for TNT. He's going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit about this basketball, talk about the Heat, get into all that stuff. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, I want to tell you about Mike Okotsi at Choice Mortgage. He and the wife making it work. I just want to start with that. Mike Okotsi and that beautiful wife of his are doing great. And I'll just tell you, Mike Okotsi at Choice Mortgage is helping all you people out there that want to refinance but don't want to go through banks. You're tired of banks. You're tired of dealing with limited bank hours and everything. Yeah, all the paperwork to get approved and credit score. If your credit score is taking a little bit of a hit, a lot of people, that's very normal over the last few months with the craziness going on. you still want to save hundreds and hundreds of dollars because the rates, fixed rate mortgages, are so low. They're in the twos right now. So people are saving so much by refinancing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars every month. It adds up. You want to take advantage of it. Well, there's a guy that works 7 days a week, including getting you approved and getting things done on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday when the others are out on vacation and doing stuff. Michael Kotze's working his butt off for you. That's what he does. Fixed rate mortgage is in the two, no prepayment penalty. It's a lifetime opportunity for you to finally deal with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. You don't have to worry. If you're tired of banks, you've had, I don't want banks. I want Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. He's been in business since 1994. A AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 166254. Here's the good stuff. I want you to call or text him because I know you're going to love what he can do for you today. 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. Call or text Michael Kotze. He's all about great service and getting it done for you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.